This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know, it's possible that by the end of the week, this economy is going to be halfway to another $1.9 trillion in government relief. The House is set to vote by Friday, maybe Saturday, on the White House plan. The Senate, well, they'll vote later, but the political gears of the American economy are grinding away. Of the many things in this bill, we will cover some of them. And today, it's a provision that would raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. Might make it through, might not, but you cover the bill as written, right? It should be noted here that some states already have or have approved a $15 an hour minimum. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer gets us going with this look at what the bill might do on a minimum wage and for whom.
Benjamin Yellen is a bartender at the Whiskey Kitchen in downtown Raleigh, North Carolina. He spells his name Y-E-L-L-I-N, by the way, so no relation to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. Benjamin Yellen says his hours and income have been cut by about half during the pandemic. Since he relies on tips, Yellen never knows what he'll make each day.
To know that you're going to work and able to at least make that $15 an hour, that would be so extremely helpful.
Yellen only makes $2.13 an hour, plus tips. The latest relief bill, the American Rescue Plan, would gradually raise the federal minimum wage for all workers, including tipped employees, to $15 an hour. Sadeh Gebrselassie is an attorney at the National Employment Law Project. She says the higher minimum wage would especially help people like Yellen, who are now the frontline workers of the pandemic.
The median pay for workers in those jobs, so you know, nursing assistants, home health care aides, grocery store workers, is below $15 an hour.
That's because 60% of the workforce in this country lives in states with minimum wages below $15 an hour. Heidi Shierholz, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says the bump up to $15 would make a big difference for people of color.
Almost a third of Black workers would see a raise with this minimum wage increase. For Hispanic workers, it's almost as high. It's 26%.
And Shierholz says more than half of the people who'd get a raise with a $15 an hour federal minimum wage would be women, many supporting families. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.